Our scripture reading will come from the book of John chapter 2, and Brother John Corbett will read the book of John, Brother John. Chakula bukula Yohane chapter 2, imene mbale John Corbett, akabwa wapere nga bukula Yohane. Kikamaliza, abala kwa njenda, mwemita nyimbo ya mbubi moti.
John chapter 2. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called, and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They have no wine." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." His mother saith unto the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." And there was set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three figures apiece. Jesus saith unto them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And they said unto them, "Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast." And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast, he called the bridegroom, and he saith unto him, "Every man at the drinking doth set forth good wine, and then men have well drunk than that which is waste. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother, and his brethren, and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen, and sheep, and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. And said unto them that sold doves, "Take these things hence, make not my father's house and house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." Then answered the Jews and said unto him, "What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was in this temple in building, and wilt thou tear it up in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
Amen.
Nyimbo namba mbili. Ikonda rungu wakumba anatengumbisaso anatengera kabokosi kagumbwa navakapo nayo nakaika pakati pa mabango mbali mwanyanja ndipo mlongo wake anayima patali adziwe chomwechi adzamchitira ndipo mwana wa mkazi wa Farao anatsikira kukasamba mmanja ndipo anatsika ndi atsikana aje anayendayenda mbali mwanyanja ndipo iye anaona kabokosi pakati pa mabango naruma mkazi wake akatenge amene anakafundukula anapenya mwana ndipo taona khandalo lilikulira ndipo anamva naye chifundo nati uyu ndiye mwana wa mhebheni amenepo mlongo wake ananena ndi mwana wa mkazi wa Farao ida ikodi kukamuyiranirani woyamwisa wa Hebreu akuyamwitsireni mwanayo ndipo mwana wa mkazi wa Farao ananena naye pita napita namwaliyo nakayitana amache wa mwanayo ndipo mwana wa mkazi wa Farao ananena naye pita naye mwana uyu ndikumuyamwitsira iye ndidzakupatsa mphotho yako ndipo mkaziyo anatenga mwanayo namuyamwitsa ndipo atakula mwanayo anapita naye kwa mwana wa mkazi wa Farao ndipo iye anakhala mwana wake ndipo anamutcha dzina lake Mose nati tamufuula madzi ndipo kunali masiku amenewo anatuluka Mose kuti anatulukira kukazonda abale ake napenya akatuku awo ndipo anaona munthu muikuputu ali kukantha mhebheni wa abale ake ndipo anaunguza kwina ndi kwina ndipo pamene anaona kuti palibe munthu anakantha muikuputu namufotsera mumchenga mmawa mwake anatulukazo ndipo taonani anthu awiri a mhebheni ali kufirana ndipo ananena ndi wochimwayo kuti mzako koma anati wakuyika iwe ndani ukhale mkulu wa woweruza wathu kuteloku kuti umuphe monga unamuphera wiguguru ndipo Mose anachita mantha nanena chinthu ichi chadziwika pamene Farao anachimva ichi anafuna pa Mose koma Mose anathawa pa nkhope pa Farao nakhala mdziko la Midiani nakhala pansi pa chitsime ndipo wansembe wa Midiani anali nawo ana akazi asanu ndi awiri amene anadza kudzakunga madzi ndipo anadada mimwelo kuti amwete gulu la atate awo. Amenepo anaza abusa nawabilikisa koma Mose anauka nawathandiza namwesa gulu lawo. Mene anafika kwa Lehielu atate wawo iye anati, mabwera msanga bwanji lero? Ndipo anati, iwo munthu mwigubudo anatilandisa mʼmanja a abusa natitungiranso madzi okwanira namwetsa gululi. Ndipo anati kwa ana ake akazi ali kuti iye mamusiranji munthu mkuyo amuyitateni adzadye chakudya. Ndipo Mose anavomera kukhala naye munthuyo. Ndipo anapatsa Mose mwana wake wa mkazi Sipora. Ndipo anaona mwana ndipo Mose anamutcha dzina lake Yesu, pakuti anati, ndakhala mulendo mʼdziko la eni. Ndipo kunali pakupita masiku ambiri aja adafa mfumu ya Igupto, ndi ana a Israeli anachita moyo chifukwa cha ukapolo wawo. Nalira ndipo kulira kwawo kunakwera kwa kuluuaa ukapolo. Ndipo Mulungu anamva kula kwawo ndi Mulungu nakumbukira chipangano chazo ndi Abrahamu ndi Isaka ndi Yakobo. Ndipo Mulungu anapenya Aisraeli Mulungu anadziwa.
Amen. Abala kukasungu nyimbo ya mbuko.
Kendi segure mabuko watu nyimbo namba 32. Unakhetsedwa mwaziro wa Yesu Mbuye Yehova weramira bosani
Oh,
Tremendous time of singing, praising and worshiping Christ, the crucified one, was his way of my sins, was nailed. His stripes brings healing to the sinful heart, to the sinful soul. Such is my soul, the chief sinner. Brother Jackson from Kasungu, have a word of prayer before Brother Ken pick the microphone and start preaching. Mbale Jackson, jokela Kasungu na bemphelani. Mbale Ken asadambe kulalikira.
Bemphele, tuwitanani ni Yehova Mungu wa chifundo choposa. Masana wano mwaliko zegeleta kusilandile chavuja cha umoyo. Chimele chankosa zoka, kipo ini Yehova Mungu wa chifundo. Mwautenge ya utenga ukukosa zanuzo kakutu uka mbege. Kwa jage ambuye rubepe na blaza kei lwena uka kuzisa. Lola alukuru tenga uka pigile kukosa azo. Kwa ambuye wa Yesu Kristo wa chikidwayo. Amen.
Amen. Brother Ken, pick the microphone and start preaching whatever the Lord would dilate. The house is waiting to have the food that the Lord has manufactured for his own people.
Amen. Well, let's take our Bibles and go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where we were studying on the hope of the resurrection, being in the resurrection of Christ. And I want to continue this study from verse 22 to 28. 1 Corinthians 15, 22
28.
I've entitled this study, The End Times. A lot of people interested today in the end times and what will happen at the end of the world. There are many that believe that we live our lives in this world and we die just like animals, and that's it. The only benefit we get is what we do in this lifetime, and they do not believe that there is any future resurrection. And by saying no future resurrection, their hope is that there's no future judgment. That's what their thinking is, that we live and die like animals, and that's it. And that group of religious leaders in Christ's day, the Sadducees, that's what they believed. They did not believe in a resurrection. And sadly, that's what many believe that end up taking their lives in suicide. They are tired of living in this world, and they think by taking their life, then that's it. They'll escape misery. But the scriptures not only speak of the end of time as we know it, but of life after death, either in heaven with God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, or in condemnation. We saw last time here in 1 Corinthians 15 where Paul said that in verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Most miserable how? Well, first of all, in the negative, by way of suffering. In other words, those of us that identify with this Christ of Scripture by His Spirit, if it's only in this life that we have hope, that means all of this suffering, all the separation, all of the isolation that we face would be for naught. But positively, most miserable as well, because our hope is in Christ. Our desire is to see Him as He is. But if there's no life after this life, and we have no hope of ever seeing Him as He is, whom we love, then we are, of all men, most miserable. It's a false hope. And so the foundational truth that, first of all, there is a future resurrection, but secondly, it's founded upon the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. All of this is vital to the end times, to how things will wrap up in this life. The comparison here in verse 20, and also repeated again in verse 23 that we're going to look at, is that now is Christ risen from the dead, and notice, become the first fruits of them that slept. The concept of first fruits, those that are farmers understand well. I understand that in Malawi right now it is harvest time for those that planted back several months ago. What is your hope in planting if there really isn't going to be a harvest anyway? Now, you don't harvest the whole field at one time. You go out and you cut it, and then you bring those first fruits in, and people see you bringing in those first fruits, and someone might stop and ask you, well, is that it? And you'll say, no, these are the beginning. This is the first fruit, and there's more to come. In fact, just like every part of Christ's work answered one of the Old Testament feasts, for example, he was crucified on the Passover. When the Passover lamb was slain, that was fulfilled in Christ's death. The feast of the first fruits was celebrated actually the third day after the Passover. What happened the third day after the Passover when Christ came? He was raised from the grave. He said he would spend 3 days and three nights in the earth, and then he would rise again. That's exactly what happened.
Yesu adauka kwa kufa, ndo malemba adakoni atakala manda usana masiku atatu, usana ndi usiku. Chimene cho chimene chimatanthauza.
What does that relate to? Why is that important? Well, just like his death was a fulfillment of the Passover, so his resurrection was a fulfillment of the feast of the first fruits. If you go back to Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 10, you'll see the instruction given. Here we see the instruction given to how the children of Israel were to be instructed. It says in verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord, to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
Chapter 23. Nuti nao mutakalowa mdziko limene ndikupatsani ndi kuchenga dzinthu zache pamenepo muzidza nawo mtolo wa zipatso zoyamba za masika anu kwa wansembe ndipo iye aweyule mtolowo pamaso pa Yehova ulandilikire inu chifukwa ulandilikire inu siku lotsata sabata wansembe aweyule.
And so it says, ye shall offer that day in verse 12 when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. So the connection here is between the first fruit being waved before the Lord and the sacrifice of the lamb.
Ukonze mwana wa nkosa wopanda chilema wa chaka chimodzi akhale nsembe yopsereza ya Yehova ndi mukonze kuona kuti poyambira pali zoyambira kucha kachiwiripa pali mwana wa nkosa wopanda chilema pakati kati apapa panafunika pachitike zinthu.
So how vital is not only the death of the Lord Jesus Christ but his resurrection? If he had simply died and been put to death, but never raised from the dead, what hope then is there for any that he came to save? So his death is represented in the Passover lamb, but his resurrection is represented by the first fruits that were offered unto the Lord. His death was represented in the Passover lamb being offered. His resurrection was represented in the feast of the first fruits, that handful of grain that was offered up before the Lord. So when it says here in 1 Corinthians 15:20, now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Them that slept represent those that died even before he came and laid down his life, but were his by God's electing grace, and they awaited this death and resurrection as their hope.
Amene adapa angakhale Yesu asadabwere, Yesu adapezewa atafakale, koma kuka kwa kufa kwa iye Yesu kudayimira iwowo kuti nawonso aukitsidwa mwakuka kwa kufa kwa Yesuyo.
As I said, when you mentioned first fruit, that's the initial harvest, but with more to come.
Monga ndalankhula kuti akamati kuthyola zoyambirira kucha zowundukula zikutandauza ti chotholedwacho chimakhala chofanana bwino lomwe ndi chotsalira mmundamo ndipo zotsalirazo zimakhala zambiri kuposa choyamba chimene mwachithyola kongati amene mkonzo wakuthyola mmunda wanu.
There was a demonstration of this in Matthew chapter 27 and verses 52 and 53 of the fulfillment of this first fruits being offered unto the Lord. Here in verse 50 of Matthew 27, it says, "And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost." Now, verse 51 shows how by Christ's death, it was the fulfillment of all that that old temple and sacrifices represented. It says, "Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent." Now, there's a little pause here in verses 52 and 53, whereby we see that this actually occurred after his resurrection. It says, "And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves," notice, "after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many." So in 1 Corinthians 15:20, clearly the Apostle Paul would have had this truth in mind, that Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. We have a living example of that here in Matthew 27, verses 52 and 53. So here the ones that were dead and made alive, even at Christ's resurrection, is a proof then of our hope of resurrection at the end of time. And here we have the picture of representation in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 21. "For since by man came death," that's speaking of Adam, "by man also came the resurrection of the dead," that's Christ. If the only hope we had was living out this life in Adam, then that's no hope at all. But it's because Christ indeed is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept, even as those that slept all the way in the Old Testament. It refers to them as the saints of the Old Testament, those that were justified by Christ's blood, coming out of the graves and walking. We don't know who they were, but they were there to show the evidence that Christ's death was effectual and his resurrection effectual for everyone that God has purposed to save.
Adam, Adam go fa, and once Adam fa. Kwa kuti anthu akada kukhala ndi chiyembekezo mwa Adamu, sakanatheka kukhala ndi chiyembekezo cha moyo ali. Koma kubwera kwa Yesu Khristu ndi chiyembekezo cha moyo. Kwa kuti kuuka kwa kufa kumene Yesu Khristu adapanga, kudakapereka chiyembekezo kuti iwo onse osankhidwa oferedwa, atsenekera kuuka kwa kufa mu nthawi yoyikika. Kwa kuti iyeyo adakhala ngati chowundukula ngati oyamba okonsekeletsa kuimbira anthu ochimwa osankhidwa amene atadzauke pambuyo pake pakuka kwa kufa kwa Yesu Khristu.
Just like the consecration of those first fruits in the Old Testament by the priest was on behalf of a people that priest represented, so you can see the consecration of the first fruits at Christ's resurrection was on behalf of that people that God purposed to save through his death. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 16, it says, if the first fruit be holy, that is Christ, he is the one who worked out that righteousness to the satisfaction of God the Father. It says, then the lump is also holy. Well, what's the lump? That's the whole harvest that the first fruit represents. And if the root be holy, which it is, that is Christ, so are the branches. What this shows me is that our hope of glory, our hope of eternal life, is not based upon what we do, but it's based upon what Christ has done. Verse 22 in 1 Corinthians 15 says, as in Adam all die, so is Christ, in Christ shall all be made alive. None of us become sinners when we're born in this world. We were sinners as we were born in this world because of who we are in Adam. So by the sin of the first Adam, all men became mortal and condemned, and we've derived our sinful nature from him. So, through the merit of Christ's death and his resurrection, shall all who are made to partake of him by the Spirit and given his Spirit revive and become immortal.
Kuuka kwa kufa, iyo kuuka kuti auke kwa kufa, auke kwa kufa kulemerero. pachifukwa ichocho zinthu ziwiri izi zimayimira magulu awiri a anthu wopatulidwa ngosapatulidwa.
None of us became sinners by personal choice. We were born sinners because of our father Adam. So it is, none of us become Christ by personal choice. No, it's all founded upon, based upon His merit and what He accomplished, that we have a hope of glory. Now, verse 22 is not saying that even as all men died in Adam, so all men without exception will be made alive in Christ. That's not what it's saying. You have to look at it in its context. Yes, all in Adam died, so all in Christ, that is, those for whom he paid the debt, shall be made alive. That's what it's speaking of there. Christ is not the first fruits of every single creature. He's the first fruits of that harvest that God Himself has purposed to save.
Amen. Yeso Kristu sikuti ndiwo undukula wazilaliki woka ayi koma ndiwo undukula wakholola yense kukholola konse yende woyamba wa onse.
And that's pretty clear when you continue to read in verse 23, every man in his order. It's speaking of everyone in Christ in his order. Christ, the first fruit, and notice, afterward, they that are Christ's at his coming. Now we know there will be one resurrection for the just and the unjust at the end of time. But those that are the unjust, in other words, the unjustified ones, the ones for whom Christ did not pay their sin debt, they'll be raised not to immortality, but they will be given again their mortal bodies and cast forever into hell, just as they live. That's hard for us to imagine, but there is no hope of glory for them.
Wonse wosalungama kapena kuti amene Yesu sada walungamitse sikuti sadzauka kwakufa adzauka abe kwakufa ndipo adzapatsidwa matupi amuyaya woti sadzafa koma zikazuzika moyo wawo wonse.
Here, this is written specifically to those for whom Christ did pay the debt, and as their surety, as their representative, the one who delivered them from the condemnation of Adam, here is our hope of glory. It's in virtue of Christ's resurrection that we have this hope of our future resurrection.
Ochimwawo mukuka kwake kwakufa kuri iyo ndechembegezo chake chawo cha ulemerero.
Paul makes this distinction in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, when he says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others, notice, which have no hope.
Paulo adangali mbigisa masoka atondosa antu akwa Thessalonica maka mbukula wana Thessalonica kutu folo ndi maka 13 verse 212 nimena kuti koma sitifuna abale kuti mukhale osadziwa za iwo akugona kuti mungalingalire monga otsalawo amene alibe chiyembekezo.
And then verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died, and notice, and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Dimaga 14, kuti, pakuti ngati tikhulupirira kuti Yesu adamwalira nauka, kotalonso Mulungu adzalenga pamodzi ndi iye, iwo akugona mwa Yesu.
Now there will be those for whom Christ paid the debt and rose again that will still be alive when he returns. But as verse 23 of 1 Corinthians 15 says, every man in his order. First, it's Christ. There would be no hope of glory had Christ not risen. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
Chifaka wana Korinto 15, ni maga 23, kuti kuma yense mdongo solache la yeyeka. Kuti wansi tamine yu anawa sanka, kukawa ukitza wakufa, ali yense paika paika, azele gira ukitzi wakufa, ifo mdongo solache, no ikidu ilatu.
Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 then describes the order. It says in verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. Now, when it says archangel, that word means the prince of angels. Well, who's the prince of angels? That's Christ himself. This is not some separate angel. No, the voice that will be heard will be the voice of Christ, and with the trump of God, again, that's Christ, the dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ shall rise first.
Nifaga 16, yawana tesonika mutu fola, ikuti, pakuti ambuye adzatsika, kumuamba munye kanifu, kurana zari krisi, namina adzatsuge, ndikula mkula mao, nimao amdero wa mkulu, akamati ngero wa mkulu akutanthauza kuti kalonga ndiye kalonga ndi ndani kalonga ndi Yesu kutanthauza kuti ndi mawu a Yesu Khristu adzafunidwa adzalankhulidwa ndi lipenga la Mulungu ndipo akufa mwa Ambuye adzayamba kuuka.
So if we live our lives and die without having seen Christ return, that doesn't mean that's the end of it. No, those that die in Christ shall rise first, then, verse 17, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is the final resurrection.
Verani ndi maga 17. Imena kuti pamenepo ife okhala ndi moyo, otsalafe, tidzakwatulidwa nawo pamodzi mitambo kakumana ndi Ambuye mu mlengalenga, ndipo kotero tidzakhala ndi Ambuye nthawi zonse. Kutanthauza kuti adzambire kuuka namene adafa kale mwa Ambuye.
You can see in verse 18, this is for our comfort. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. In other words, this death in this life is not the end, even as it wasn't the end for Christ. He died in order that he might redeem and justify that people that God the Father gave him, but he rose again And that's proof that in him we shall rise again. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:24, this is why the title of this message is The End Times, because it says here in verse 24, 1 Corinthians 15, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
Jendi baga 24 lo ya wana Korinto kuno 15 ndipo pali muntu waponjiro latu lalero amena kulangula za chimaliziro imena kuti pomwepo pali chimaliziro pamene adzapereka ufumu kwa Mulungu ndi Atate atatha kuthera chiweruziro chonse ndi ulamuliro wonse ndi mphamvu yomwe.
Now this is an important statement here, because there are all kinds of views today being preached, how that when Christ comes again, first he's going to rapture out the church, and then afterward there's going to be 7 years of tribulation and then another 1,000 years of reign in earthly Jerusalem. That is not what the scriptures teach.
Amalankhula zakuka kwa kufa kumene kudzachitika munthawi imeneyo palibe kuti wakufa amene iye adamusankha adzatsalira ayi. Kodi tiyenekera kulalikira kuti pali chiyembekezo chachikulu chokwana bwino kwa iwo osankhidwa kuti palibe amene adzapite kuwonongeka kuchiwonongeko koma kuti adzauka kwa kufa chifukwa iyeyo nde oyamba kuka kwa kufa kukaimira onse osankhidwa kuti adzauka kwa kufa.
You can read it as simply as I can in verse 24. Then cometh the end. The end means the end. So at Christ's coming, there's going to be the end. There's not going to be any life as we know it after his coming. So first there's going to be the resurrection of those who are in Christ, but the scriptures speak of this being in a twinkling of an eye. So just as quickly, it says here in verse 24, 1 Corinthians 15, there's going to be the putting down of all rule and authority and power as we know it in this world. So what's clear is that just as there will be that resurrection of those in Christ that he has justified, so there will be the resurrection of all the dead that will be brought to stand before his throne of judgment and be judged and cast away.
Chimena urantauza nchoda kuti ngati kuli kuka kwa kufa kwa onse osankhidwa olungamitsidwa amene akonzekera moyo osathawu, koma kuti padzakhalanso kuka kwa kufa kwa iwo osalungamitsidwa kuti akaime pamaso pa Mulungu kuweruzidwa ndi kutayidwa.
John chapter 5 and verse 28 tells us this: marvel not at this, notice, for the hour is coming, 1 hour, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. That's all the dead. and shall come forth. They that have done good, in other words, that are God's according to Christ's death, unto the resurrection of life. And they that have done evil, who are they but those left to themselves and to their own devices, unto the resurrection of damnation. One resurrection.
Ndijifojeke Yohana, kulamkula mwondeka kuino, mbukula Yohana mtu 5, ndimanga 28, page 103, pamena kuti musa zizwe ndi ichi, kuti ikudzanthawi, imene onse ali manda adzamva mau ache, nadzatulukira. Amene adachita zabwino kukuuka kwa moyo, koma amene adachita zoipa kukuuka kwa kufa. Kurantauza kuti kukuuka kudzakhalapo ndipo kumodzi nthawi yake ndi imodzi, koma kukasiyana kolowera.
Sadly, today there is a lot of preaching about the end times that is not according to Scripture, and it is a distraction from what the Scriptures themselves teach.
Chomvetsa chisoni panopa walalike ambiri amene akulalikira ndi kuphunzitsa za masiku omaliza, koma mose mphana kotheratu ndi malemba kuti amati chani.
Scripture has a lot of light to shed on men's commentaries.
Tenga wabwino kulinda kwa kuunika kuunikira kwabwino kuti munthu amvetsetse chimene chilita nthawi zolenera ndi thunthu.
Men pervert the Scriptures to their own destruction. Coming back to 1 Corinthians 15:24, it's just very simply put. It says, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. There is a kingdom right now over which Christ reigns. And when he comes again, all of that will be delivered up to his Father. That's his people that he has redeemed by his blood shed, and of which he said he should lose nothing.
Koma nthawi kudza imene adzapereka sadzalamuliranso koma kupereka ulamuliro onse kwa Mulungu, kutanthauza iwo amene adawasankha na amene adabwera kawafera adzawatenga ndiwapereka mʼmanja kwa Mulungu kuti akhale pansi pa Mulungu.
But just as certainly he says he will have put down all rule and all authority and power. That includes all of men and their pride and positions, but includes even Satan himself will be put down forever.
Ndiyeno mukamapitiliza kuti atatha kuthera chiweruzo ndi ulamuliro wonse ndi mphamvu yomwe. Kutanthauza ndipo mapeto atatenga iwo osankhidwa kuwatula kwa Mulungu, adzamtenganso Satana ndi mphamvu zake zonse zimene anali nazo kumutenganso kupereka kwa Mulungu kuti akamulike koraka onongeke kwa muyaya. Adzachita kumtenga mu nthawi yake yoyikika.
So if we are of those for whom Christ is the first fruits, and we that follow, in other words, of that harvest, then our hope of glory, again, is all in the merits of Christ alone, has nothing to do with our merit. But on the other hand, if Christ has not paid our debt and not raised again for our justification, then we have no hope of glory. There is nothing that awaits any outside of Christ but eternal condemnation. Now there are many that don't like that because they want to have their say. I'll tell you what, if we stand before God without Christ as our mediator, without him as our surety, nothing you say or do is going to stand before a holy God. The only hope is in Christ and his shed blood, and his resurrection is proof that God the Father has accepted his sacrifice on behalf of sinners such as we are.
Mawu awa anthu ambiri samasangalatsa chifukwa anthu amafuna kuti apatsidwe mwayi ndi danga woti azilankhulapo kupereka kwa maganizo pa zinthu zokhudza Mulungu zimene iyeyo sanazipange choncho koma kwa iwo amene adawasankha chiyembekezo chawo ndi Yesu Khristu ona kuti kumva izi atontholozedwa moyo wawo ndipo samalakalaka kulankhulanso koma kungolemekeza Mulungu amene adachita zonse mwakufuna kwake kuti akapereka chiyembekezo cha ulemerero kumioyo yawo.
Now we have to stop there for now because of time, but next time we'll come back to verses 25 to 28 and see how Christ is indeed reigning now. If he weren't reigning now, how could he reign then? I'm going to turn it back to you for now, and Lord willing, we'll continue this the next time.
To God be all the glory and honor because of the beautiful time that the Lord gave us, singing praises and honor, exalting Christ and him crucified alone without a compromise. What a time, what a comfort.
Amen.
Let us go to our hymns. We'll sing our hymn in our local dialect, the same song. We'll sing in English so that the brothers that don't know Chichewa will join us into the English. So I'll start with local and end up English. That is hymn number 57 in our local and number 69 in English. 57. Oh,
Yeah.
unto me a Zion, unto me a Zion, unto me a Zion. I only trust unto me all. Yes, take me as I am. Brother Ken, look to God in prayer. As we are closing this service of today, the fellowship of brethren, the elected one, the saints, the church, but in Christ.
Amen. Yes, indeed, Lord, we do declare that our only hope and our only plea is that when Christ died, he died for me, such wretches as we are. We have no other hope, nor do we want any other hope. And what a blessing it is to hear of a representative that you have chosen and established to be that mediator, that surety, who's come and accomplished the work and died and rose again. And that this is our comfort, not anything in us, but all in him. That indeed, even should you take our life today, our hope of glory is that when Christ died and rose again, it was on our behalf. And it's with that that we comfort one another. We're not pursuing what other people pursue to try to figure out times and seasons and when and where and how and all of these things that fascinate and tickle men's minds. Our only hope and our only plea is that when Christ died, he died for me. So simply stated in the scripture, and I pray that you would keep our eyes set upon him and the glory of his person and his work and the accomplishment of salvation. And so we go from here rejoicing in what we've heard, this fellowship together in Christ, and thankful that he is indeed the first fruit of all that should follow in him. And to him be the glory. And it's in his precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.